From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 15th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, December 12th through Monday, December 15th. Melanie Lukosevic reported in the Daily Mail, Coxsackie Police Chief Donald Mayer abruptly resigned early last week. There was little, if any, explanation for the sudden resignation. Village Mayor Mark Evans said Mayer's decision to step down was his own. He said, quote, Chief Mayer resigned of his own accord. His resignation was not requested or demanded, unquote. During his tenure as head of the Coxsackie Police Department, Mayer spearheaded a number of new programs for the village. He was one of the key original organizers of the Coxsackie Police Athletic League and the Safe Summer Program. The village board is expected to begin its search for a new police chief shortly. Last week marked the reopening of the White Mills Road Bridge in Chatham. The bridge, which spans the CSX railroad tracks, has been closed more than 7 years. Vince Pecoraro reported in the Chatham Courier, following the snowfall overnight Wednesday, December 11th, the Chatham Town Highway Department plowed and sanded the bridge and then reopened it to traffic. Lance Wheeler reported in the Columbia paper, two Taconic Hills School District students and their bus driver suffered minor injuries when the school bus they were riding rolled over on County Route 11 in Clawrick last week. The bus was headed north when it traveled across the road, struck a guardrail, and then overturned. The accident was attributed to the icy road conditions. The driver was taken to Albany Medical Center with minor injuries. Two students on the bus were taken to Columbia Memorial Hospital with minor injuries. A third was uninjured and released to a parent. Audrey Maddett reported in the Daily Mail, voters in the Caro-Durham Central School District will go to the polls Tuesday, December 16th, to vote on their district's capital improvements proposal. Acting Superintendent Anthony Taibbi said their two-year, $3.3 million project will not create an additional tax burden to the district residents. Quote, it is the perfect time for us to do this project. Keeping the project small ensures that there is no impact, unquote, he said. Among the improvements planned, an upgrade to the district's water treatment system, the creation of a single point of entry at the elementary school, asbestos abatement, updates to the elementary school playgrounds, and the addition of a new bus loop and 60 more parking spaces, along with other various updates to the elementary school building. The vote will be held 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday, December 16th in the Caro-Durham Middle School cafeteria. The snow date is Wednesday, December 17th. The New York State Department of Health announced Friday, December 12th, an extension of the December 15th deadline to enroll or renew health insurance coverage through New York State of Health Marketplace. The deadline to apply for or renew coverage that takes effect January 1st has been extended through December 20th. The extension gives consumers more time to enroll because of November's extreme winter weather. Looking at the local weather, today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 38, tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Tuesday, a slight chance of drizzle, then a chance of rain mainly after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Tuesday night, rain likely mainly before 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 34. Wednesday, a chance of rain mainly before 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 46. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 32. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 39. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 7:17 a.m. and sunset today at 4:24 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 6 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the third Monday of the month in WGXC, so just calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Athens Town Meeting is at 6:45 p.m. at Community Center 2 First Street in Athens, 945-1052. Austerlitz Comprehensive Plan Meeting is at 7 p.m. at 812 Route 203 in Austerlitz, 392-3260. The Canaan Planning Board Meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1647 Route 5 South, Canaan, 781-3144. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors public hearing on the 2015 Columbia County budget at 5:30 p.m., Pine Haven bid presentation at 6:30 p.m., both at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Germantown Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road in Germantown, 537-6687. The Greene County Legislature Economic Development and Tourism, Government Operations and Finance Committees, plus party caucuses, at 6 p.m. at County Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. Public hearings on Local Law B, Local Law C, and tentative 2015 County Budget at 7 p.m. at Catskill High School Auditorium, 341 West Main Street in Catskill, 719-3270. The Greenville Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Offices, corner of Routes 32 and 81 in Greenville, 966-8276. The Hudson Common Council Legal Committee meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Taconic Zoning Commission meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. And the WGXC Fundraising Advisory Committee meeting is at 6 p.m. at 704 Columbia Street, 2nd floor in Hudson, 697-7400. This group provides leadership with respect to fundraising. This group provides leadership with respect to fundraising events and major donor gifts for WGXC 90.7 FM. The meeting is rescheduled from December 8th due to inclement weather. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 15th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.